Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration. Another moment for us to inspire, to encourage, and be a blessing one to another. If I may remind you, our annual theme or our theme for this year is that God is going to cause us to overflow. We are calling this the year of overflow. Overflow means that God's abundance will be manifest in all areas of our lives. We shall see God's hand of overflow in our families, in our businesses, in our finances, in our ministries, in our relationships, in whatever area that we are trusting God for. Yes, God is going to cause us to overflow. It is David who said in Psalms 23 verse 5 that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He makes my cup overflow. God's desire is to cause our cup to overflow this year. We have looked into different aspects of God's overflow. Last week we were looking at the characteristics of an overflowing life. And this week I want us to narrow down to what I am calling the praise of surrender. Remember, many are the desires in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that eventually prevails. And I know we have our goals, we have written them down. There are things that we are trusting God to help us do and accomplish this year. But what if it does not happen? I think that is the question that I want us to ask ourselves this week. Knowing very well the loving attitude of our Father and that His plans for His children are for good, it is possible for us to surrender to God's best for us. If something does not happen the way you expected it to happen, you don't need to fault God. You don't need to feel let down. It is possible for you to surrender. And that is a topic we will be handling this week. How do you handle God's no? How do you handle something that you really wanted so much and it's not happening? That is the reflections that we are going to have this week. I want us to start by reading some scriptures in the book of Jeremiah chapter 10. Very powerful scriptures. In verse 23, and this is what the scripture says. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. That is Jeremiah. He had come to that realization. Maybe he was called as a young man. He had his own plans and goals for his life. Then God tells him, Jeremiah, before you were born, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew you. Not only so, but I had called you to be a prophet. I knew you had plans A, B, C, D. You wanted to pursue this course. You wanted to pursue this profession, but I had a different plan for you. And of course, Jeremiah walked with God. And his life is characterized by pain and suffering. But you know something? He was still God's vessel. God worked with him. God called him as a young man and used him the whole of his life to warn his people Israel against the invasion that was about to come. My brother, my sister, I surely know you have your goals. You have your plans. This is what I want to. I would wish to get married by this date. I would wish to get children by this date. I would wish to retire by this date. I want to have this cash. Oh, you know, cash flows coming in by this date. But allow me to say that you're not in absolute control. Men's life are not their own. We can plan, but the ultimate decision will come from God. And that is why you need to reach a point where you say, not my will, but let God's will be done. In other words, it is not for me to direct my steps. Yes, Lord, I want it so badly, but I still know that I am limited. I am not in control of nature. I am not in control of life. Allow me to tell you, there are so many people in Ukraine who had so many plans, maybe better than us, but they did not know that there is a war that will come up. And we've been talking about the Russia-Ukraine war and other places where they are walling across the globe, that they had plans, they wanted to do this, but things happened that were beyond their control. My brother, my sister, we have to reach a point in our walk with God where we surrender our goals. We surrender the things we desire. We surrender our aspirations before God and tell God, not my will, but let your will be done. Lord, I know that a man's life is not his own. It is not for a man to control his steps. It is not for me to say, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. Just help me to align myself to your will. Our greatest desire as children of God is to be found where God wants us to be at the time he wants us to be there. We shall continue with this topic. God bless you. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful that you have continued to teach us, that you have continued to challenge us, and even to enlighten us with the word of truth. And Father, as we reflect on the point of surrender, and especially regarding our goals, regarding our prayer points, regarding the things that we are trusting you for, grant us grace to know that you are a good God, and the plans that you have for us are always for our good. Help my brother and my sister who may feel offended thinking that the things they want so badly may not happen, but to know that, Lord, your purposes and your plan for them is good and perfect. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you sharing your time with me, taking time to listen to this message. May God bless you. And I pray that God will continue guiding you and helping you, even as you surrender your goals and your plans to him. Thank you so much for your comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. God's will for your life is perfect, and it will happen the way God wants it to happen. You are blessed, and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day. And thank you so much. God bless you.